BBC Radio Berkshire. Howard
Hughes. Time to check tech. Did you like that? With a man who is technology to his very core. It's probably some kind of electronic core as well. Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective. Fevzi, good morning.
Quad core. Yes.
Are you a quad core? Is that the fastest you can get now for a processor?
No, there are octa cores and higher. So yeah, no, one can.
I think I'm still with
parallel one way into the future, I guess.
Oh no, I have got one computer. I've got a number of computers. I think one of them is quad core, but most of them are kind of dual core, because I'm a dual core kind of guy. Lots of tech to talk about this morning, Fevzi, so let's crack on with it. Android phone. Now, there's lots of stuff about our privacy, and how that is affected by the people who deploy technology on our behalf. Android phones allegedly betray the user's location to Google.
Yeah, so this is a story that was first reported by the news website Quartz, and they reported that the majority of Android smartphones, which is in fact the majority of smartphones, collect data about our location and send it back to Google even when location services are switched off. So we switch off location services on smartphones when we don't want to be tracked. And yet we find that what was happening is the phones were detecting nearby mobile phone masts and sharing that data with Google, which allows, so once you know that you're this far from this mast and this far from this mast and so forth, you can triangulate and get someone's location, even when the location data is switched off.
And Fevzi, to the terms and conditions of what you sign up to when you sign up for your Google account, which you have to operate any Android smartphone, do the terms and conditions allow them to do that?
Yeah, I think it allows them to have your firstborn as well, frankly. I mean, the terms and conditions are so broad that most people never read them, and certainly you'd need to be a lawyer to understand them. So, yeah, I think that probably do. But the point is, no one knew that they were doing it. And now that they've been caught doing it, they say they will stop. But they've been doing it by their own admission for 11 months. And, I mean, this is...
This is becoming a theme in the news, isn't it, though? Tech companies doing things behind our backs and not being clear with us.
Well, exactly.
That's all we want. We want clarity.
It started years ago with cooperation with the NSA and not telling us that they were, you know, handing over our data wholesale, which is why all this thing about end-to-end encryption started, which is why governments are now upset, because they say we can't crack these messages. But frankly, they made a rod for their own proverbial backs, because they spied on us, they cheated us, they let us down, and then they complain when people try and protect themselves. But I will say one more thing about this. This even happens if you remove the SIM card from your phone.
What?
I mean, yeah, because SIM cards on, people think SIM cards are required for mobile phones to work. That's not true. In fact, you can usually make emergency calls without SIM card. SIM cards are there to allow the companies to bill you for the calls. They don't actually, not actually
that
required
is
for the
seismic
phone to work.
So my phone, and I've got, look, I'm a sad person. I have a number, as you know, I have a number of smartphones. They are reporting back, even if I don't think they are. Is that so?
Yeah. And you can't disable that. I mean, short of switching off the phone, removing the battery and so forth.
So if you disable mobile data in the menu on your Android smartphone, it still doesn't stop it doing that.
No, it won't. I don't think that will stop it either.
Well, if that is so, that is an absolute outrage in any man's terms, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, the point is, most people don't even know how to switch off location services on their phone. Those that do have a reasonable expectation that their location will not be tracked. And, you know, they say, well, we were not recording the information. We were only using it to make things better. Fine.
That's
fine. Mm-hmm. Just tell us and we can decide whether we want to use your phones or not.
We, the customer, the consumer, can decide whether we're comfortable with all of that. And if we are, you know, a lot of people will be and some people might not be. Some people who are more questioning might say, I don't want to do that. And then they've got to think again.
I mean, I had to pick one out of several stories of this ilk just this week. I'll briefly tell you, another organization did research that found nearly 1% of the websites that they looked at use keyboard keystroke logging software on them. So that when you're on their website, they know every key that you press. So you know, all this thing about, you know, secure websites and so forth. I mean, that's extremely intrusive.
God,
that's
sting spyware. It's every breath you take, every move you make, Fevzy, it's going that way.
Yeah, and that is a creepy song, and you know, this is a creepy activity.
Yeah, it is, and the fact of the matter is, and, you know, this is, there are other places where I do other shows where I talk about these things. It's not really the place and the time now for this. But I think, you know, as a species, as a population, we need to start waking up about what we are giving away and what we allow to be given away, because we're going to wake up one day, you know, there are those who may claim it, to a world we may not like. But that's another issue that you may find in other places.
This is not a conspiracy theory, because it's some years ago now.
That scientific fact.
That the British Information Commissioner told us that we were sleepwalking our way into a surveillance society, and that was years ago. Mm. You know, George Orwell would be proud, quite frankly.
So, you know, listen, this kind of stuff is not just the preserve of people like David Icke. It's mainstream people who are saying this now. Very quickly, Fevzy, the gadget of the week is another item from Kitsound. It's a smart speaker. Are there loads of those on the market, Fevzy?
Yeah, but it's interesting because it's got Alexa built into it. So normally, if you've got Alexa built into an item, normally it's, you know, it's from Amazon. But now we're starting to see that it's built into third party devices. So this and it's got, you know, so it's got to justify its existence. It's called the Kitsound Voice One. It's an Amazon enabled smart speaker, as you say. One of the unusual things about it is it's got stereo speakers with 20 watts of power and a bass port at the back.
You've actually sent me a little diagram of the layout, a cutaway, and it's got a fantastic array of a woofer. It's got a nice tweeter, but it's got one of these porting things, by the looks of it, that enhances the bass.
Yeah, so if you put it against a wall or near a wall at the back of it, it will
keep the neighbours awake all night.
Yeah, so it works with Amazon Music, Apple Music, Spotify, internet radio, so you can, you know, do that. One of the nice features about it is it supports multi-room connectivity, so you can have up to eight of these Voice One speakers connected wirelessly together around your home. So, you know, you can actually have the same music ported all around the place, or you know, go from room to room and have continuity.
And can you say to any of the speakers, Alexa, what's the weather's going to be like today?
Alexa.
Or even the weather.
What's the weather like?
Right now in London, it's 37 degrees with clear skies. Today's forecast has partly sunny weather, with a high of 44 degrees and a low of 36 degrees.
She should be doing the show.
Alexa, sing. Alexa, sing.
Come on, it's cold. Oh.
I'd love to. Your circuits are fused. You're feeling confused. But I'll be right here to lend you an ear. You feel more than something. Your heart quickly thumping.
There we go. So Alexa's punting for a recording contract, clearly. So why would you buy this over an Amazon device? Essentially two features: the multi-room connectivity, up to eight of them all joined together, and the 20 watts of audio power built into it. So you know, you pay your money, you take your choice. £119 each, or two for 200. So you know, not bad, but when you consider the speakers, I guess it's a fair price. Oh,
so the days when our dads had a leak amplifier and a leak stereophonic tuner have gone in favour of all of this. Fevzy, if people want to ask you tech questions, connect with you, how do they do that?
Come and say hello on Twitter. It's at Gadget Detective, and it'd be nice to just say hi.
You can do that wirelessly. Thank you, Fevzy. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Fevzy Tech Up with Technology here every Saturday morning at BBC Radio Berkshire.